obviously adults can do the puzzle. It wouldn't necessarily be challenging for them. But I think as an adult, you know, we work, we're stressed, we come home, we eat badly, you know, we binge on TV and actually, or we binge on social media, right? So actually, you know, half an hour to an hour doing a puzzle is productive in that, you know, it reduces your stress, your anxiety. It kind of is a stress reliever. And you're not scrolling social media and getting depressed by other people's highlight reels and that sort of thing. So although it's aimed at children, adults can still get value and it's still just, you know, a nice thing that you can do that's just, you know, mindfulness basically, which, you know, we all need to hopefully, well, I think, yeah, we could all practice and do more. So, you know, we will possibly do adult puzzles in future, but also I think there is still value in what we have for adults at the moment. So, yeah.
That's actually amazing. I think you're saving families, Patrick, because an average family of today's day and age on the dinner table, probably most of them are on their phones, right?
Right.
And then maybe the parent, depending on what type of parent it is, the parent might accept it, they may allow it, or they might be like, hey, get off your phones, you know, we're going to talk as a family kind of thing. And the person or the kid might be like, oh, mommy, daddy, I don't really want to get involved. But with the puzzle, it's like, not only does the kid want to get involved, the parent wants to get involved as well. So you're getting away from the TV, from the screens, from social media, as you mentioned as well. And then you're also, you know, improving their mental health because, you know, the more time was absorbed by these screens, it's not very good for us. So you're hitting a lot of points with this puzzle, and it's crazy. Something as simple as a puzzle can do so many different things. You know, so again, I just want to congratulate you for the work you've done. I've seen you've been featured in quite a few media, press, you know, Forbes, Channel 4, and the rest. So you've got some really good PR out there as well. In terms of achievements and stuff, talk us through achievements that you're proud of. I mean, I know you were an award winner from the Junior Design Awards and the Independent Toy Awards of 2023. Talk us quickly through that.
Thank you for that. I mean, I think really for me, I think just starting and continuing is really my proudest achievement. I think, like, because, you know, we got on Dragon's Den in 2020 and it didn't get on air and we didn't get funded. And I was really like, I was really taken aback. I was really saddened by it. And because, you know, you feel like this could be life changing. And it brought me to tears. Because
I'm sorry to
really, I think the thing is, the realization for me is like, just making my family proud is really my goal, my aim, and you know, my biggest achievement and accomplishment. I think everything else, all the awards, accolades, all the features, they're great. And a lot of it is really luck. I mean, you can work hard, but there's a huge element of luck. I think really just making my family proud and just being able to look my daughter in the eye and honestly say, you know, I've tried and I've given, you know, I've put in a good effort. I can never not tell her to follow her dreams because I know that, you know, I'm pursuing mine. And so I feel like just doing that alone, that's the thing that I'm most proud of. And just making my family proud, making my mom proud. That's, yeah, I, you know, that anything, everything else is a bonus. Yeah, that's my main thing.
That's powerful, Patrick. Really, thank you for sharing that. It's very clear family drives you, you know, the most when it comes to, you know, what you're doing and who you are and your business. And as a result of that, you're also seeing the benefits and the fruit and the profits from that as well, which is beautiful. But yeah, I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's giving you all and, you know, and then I think what makes it worthwhile is the family behind you and seeing you do great and seeing you kind of like contribute something and making them proud. I think that also kind of gives you a sense of satisfaction that nothing really can't in this life. Of course, I mean, God is up there, but, you know, it really is a driving force. And I know the power of, you know, family, you know, just wanting to make family proud, wanting to leave something behind, you know, it really is something, you know, deep to the core of your soul that, you know, you can't really explain, you know, what that means. So I totally understand where you're coming from. And, you know, I'm sure it's going to continue to be a driving force for you. On the topic of motivation, what would you say to aspiring entrepreneurs or you know, or creators or people that want to maybe start a business or start something,